This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
Well, of course, you know the dangers of eating too much fatty substances, don't you? It tends to build up the cholesterol level inside the body. And with too much cholesterol building up over a period of time, there's always the danger of heart attack. But did you have onions with your meal? And perhaps a touch of garlic? Good. Now you can breathe easy again. You're puzzled, are you? Well, the story I'll tell you tonight will explain what I mean. I call it An Onion a Day.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Doctors invented the 36-hour day. It's the only way they managed to get any rest. And that's a fact of medical life all over the world. Now, late at night at a hospital in the north of England, Dr. Peter Wilson and Dr. Martin Burks come to the end of their working day.
Hello, Peter. You still here?
Good heavens, so I am. Funny, I could have sworn I was somewhere else.
All right, very funny. Sorry I asked.
Oh, joke, you know.
It must be late at night.
It is. What's worse, I might even survive till tomorrow.
Tired?
Dead. You?
Yes. Been watching the old man in A14.
A14?
Kidney failure.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. How's he coming along?
I think he'll be all right for a while. I don't know how long he can last, though. Hard to tell. And you?
Old Penfold in P7.
Penfold? Is he in here?
Yes. Why, do you know?
I've been treating him on and off for years. And his family. Overweight, that's his problem. Usual children stuff in his family.
Well, he's got more of a problem than just overweight now. Came in this evening with a coronary.
Bad as that.
Could it be worse?
Well.
Well, don't even think it. I've seen worse cases pull through. You're closer.
Right. Hello? No, it's Martin Burks. Yes, he's here. Hold on. It's for you.
Oh, is it now? Thanks. Hello, Peter Wilson. Yes? Ah, I see. Oh, blast the luck. All right, I'll be right down.
Bad news?
It got worse.
Old Penfold?
Yes.
Well, I dare say you did all you could for him, Peter.
Of course I did, but no doctor likes to lose a patient, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yes, I know. Mind you, I told him this last time I saw him, and that was, about 3 years ago last. I told him then that he was digging his own grave with his teeth.
Heart attack. A century ago, when perhaps we were more sensible about things like diet and exercise, it was almost unknown. Yet today, it ranks as one of the world's greatest killer diseases. Age is no barrier. Coronary thrombosis has been known to strike down people in their 60s and 20s alike, although the danger age is between 40 and 50. Dr. Peter Wilson wondered about this, wondered what help he might bring to heart patients. Diet, exercise, these were the standard long-term preventives. Some drugs help, both before and after the event. But these drugs are in their infancy. But even doctors have to rest sometimes. And so, when time permitted, Dr. Wilson took a short holiday in France, out in the country and away from the team.
Nothing like a good walk in the morning to clear the cobwebs away. Exercise. If only more of my patients would remember that. Clean, crisp air. That's wonderful. Hello? What's that then? Must be just over that rise. Let's go have a look. A training paddock, no less. They're beautiful, those nags. Must be in peak of condition. Worth watching for a while, definitely.
They are très beautiful, I say, not monsieur.
Yes, you give me quite a start there. Yes, very beautiful. It'll be good to see fine animals like that. I thought I'd watch them for a bit.
You may watch all you wish, monsieur. I know the pleasure one may receive from such a sight.
They're your horses, then?
Oui, I trained them, yes. But permit me to introduce myself. I am Charles Robert Dutoit, breeder and trainer of the finest horses in Provence.
So it seems. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting my manners. Peter Wilson from Sutton Coldfield in England. How do you do?
And do you do this often, to walk so far from the village, so early in the morning?
Oh, I try to get a walk in whenever I can. Good for the circulation, you know. Keeps you in trim.
A man of good health.
I only wish more of my patients would do the same.
Oh, you are a doctor, Monsieur Wilson.
Yes, that I am.
Très noble.
Well, très ruddy, difficult also. Not often I manage to get a break like this, but it's worth it, I suppose. Darn sight more useful than sitting in an office all day.
Those who sit in offices have their uses, monsieur. But I also would not wish to be hemmed in by four walls. Although I do what I enjoy.
And you do it well by the looks of things, too. Fine animals. Fine animals.
Oui, but such is the pity. The horse that would be my finest. It is my greatest disappointment.
Disappointment? Why?
Look, you can see it. It's a grave. The one who hangs always back a bit. He should be one of the great winners. But unless I keep his treatments going, it may be that he will not race at all.
Yes, sir. And what's his problem, then?
He develops, how you see it, the hard blood in his legs.
Hard blood? Oh, you mean blood clots?
Really, that is it. His blood makes clots in his legs. And the cure, it is only passing.
Doesn't last, eh?
No. For a short while, it works. But of course it is difficult to sustain over a long period of time. And when the treatment stops, the clots of blood come back to his legs again.
I see. Must be pretty expensive, all those injections.
Injections? What injections?
Well, those you've just told me about, for your horse.
Oh, no, monsieur. You have the branch by the end which is bad. I do not talk of injections. I speak of a soup which I make for him.
Soup? What kind of a soup?
Oh, quite a simple one. But he does not like the taste of onions and garlic.
Look, I know we've only just met. Excuse me if I'm being rude, but are you sure you're not pulling my leg?
Monsieur?
Well, making a joke. You're not fooling me.
Monsieur, would I do such a thing as to pull the leg? It would make no sense.
Yes, but feeding onions and garlic to a horse with clots in his leg doesn't make much sense either.
Oh, I assure you that this is what I do. This is what one of the finest animal doctors in all France prescribes.
And it works?
Oh, it has worked for centuries, monsieur le docteur.
It's an old cure, then, huh?
Oui, it has been known for many hundreds of years. There's no one who knows where it began. But I will tell you for certain that it works.
Well, so you say, Mr. Dutoit.
Indeed, I do say so, monsieur le docteur Wilson. Not only I, but the animal doctor also says the same. And you will also find many breeders of horses who know it to be true.
And it cures the clots in the legs, just like that.
Oui, in a little time.
It's fantastic, you know. A simple thing like that.
Now look, Dr. Wilson. You may see how well it works. Here come my horses now.
You want me to watch the grey, eh?
Oui, I see how well it runs. Oh, alas, not the great horse it might perhaps have been, but would it run at all if it had in its legs hard blood?
No, I suppose not. You know, I wonder about this, Mr. Dutron. I wonder.
Peter? He's miles away. Peter!
Oh, yes, sir?
The waiter wants to know if you'd like some more soup.
Soup? Oh, yes, yes. Garçon, je ne aimerais encore, s'il vous plaît.
Really, Peter, you must do something about your friend.
What for, dear? He understood, didn't he?
Oh, yes, but I'm not too happy with the way he winced at your order.
Oh, I see. You'd like to see him wince some other way.
Oh, you know what I mean. And still, bad French or no, it's nice to have a holiday now and again. At least we get a chance to see each other.
Yes, we do. I'm enjoying it here. You should join me for those walks in the morning, you know?
Don't know how you can raise yourself up out of bed at that unearthly time. Far prefer having you wake me when you come back.
You're idle, that's what you are.
What an accusation to lever as a doctor, right?
Especially when she's also a nursing sister. I know.
Did I say that?
No, but you were going to. You always do.
See how you misjudged me.
I have to make it up to you.
I've
been taking an awful long time with that soup. I wonder if they're growing a fresh batch of vegetables for it.
Do you like it?
Mm, I do.
Oh, have to make a note of that. Make it for you when we get back home.
That'd be nice. If they had a menu here, I could see what it was.
Well, can't you taste?
Well, nothing I can say for sure. Sort of peppery, I should think.
Oh, you Philistine, you know that. One of the soups that made a great nation out of France, and you don't even know what it is.
I confess, I'm no good. What is it?
Well, French onion soup, no less.
Onion soup? With onions in it?
Yeah, I'm sure. You didn't think they made it with carrots, did you? Careful your arm, Peter. There's a waiter.
Merci, garçon. Martha, I just had an idea.
Anyone else, I'd say it's a good sign. I'm not too sure about
you.
No,
listen. I think it's a good idea, and it's important. Important to my work.
Peter, you're not thinking about your work while you're on holiday, are you?
I think about it all the time. I'm a cardiac surgeon, remember?
And you're also my husband. I didn't want to see you wearing yourself out from nothing but work the whole time.
Well, sometimes it just has to be like that, I'm afraid. You see, there's something I'd like to do. And I think I ought to go back right away.
Right away? But we're on holiday, Peter. It's the first one we've had in years.
I know, darling, but there's something I must get started on. I really must go back. You can stay on here if you like.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't dream of that. But would you mind telling me what makes it so important that we have to cut our holiday short?
Martha, this is, going to sound too stupid for words, but I want to get back to the hospital to see about onions.
And so, Dr. Peter Wilson and his wife returned to the Queen Mary Clinic at Sutton Coldfield to see about onions. It seemed ridiculous to introduce the lowly onion into the realm of research into heart disease, but where human life is at stake, a lead not followed can easily mean many lives lost. Peter Wilson wanted to try an experiment, but at first, everyone at the hospital, from the Board of Governors to Peter Wilson's fellow doctors, were starkly opposed to the idea.
You're crazy. I'm sorry, but you're obviously clean out of your mind. Whoever heard of onions in heart research?
All right, but whoever heard of getting iodine out of seaweed?
Well, that's different.
Well, what's different about it? There might be something in onions that really does stop blood clots.
Yes, but, well, couldn't that thing, whatever it is, be isolated and manufactured pure and then given to heart patients?
Yes, of course, but it hasn't been isolated. That's the point. So why shouldn't we simply try with whole onions?
Well, no reason, I suppose, but what's to say it'll work?
Well, it works on horses in France.
So it'll automatically work on humans in England?
No, not necessarily, but do you think it's worth a try?
Well, what if it doesn't work?
In that case, what have we lost? But think of what we've gained if it does work.
I still think you're out of your mind. But if you want any help with your research, you know where to look for it.
That's kind of you, Martin, thanks. I might even take advantage of it. Me, love, I'm home.
I'm in the study, dear.
Oh? What are you doing?
Just finishing off these data sheets for your test.
Mm-hmm.
There's room here for all the details. I don't think I've forgotten anything. Here, have a look at this.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Yes, it looks fine.
Any word from the Board of Governors?
No, not a peep. I don't think they're exactly on my side. You should have heard what the hospital dietitian said when I mentioned onions.
Mm, I can imagine.
You can't. I never imagined that the Scots could talk like that. Hmm. She's so charming otherwise. All right, love, I've got it. Hello, Peter Wilson. Yes, of course. It's them. They must have decided something. Mr. Shaw, good evening. No trouble. Now? But I've just come in. Yes, I understand. Give me a quarter.
Come in.
Hello, Martin.
Peter, I heard you were in with the bigwigs just now.
I was, hence the harrowed brow. Or is it furrowed brow?
Harried, perhaps.
Could be. I must really ask Martha.
You're stalling.
Me? Whatever makes you think such a thing?
Oh, nothing. A mere 7 years or so of seeing you at this hospital almost every day. Nothing at all.
All right. They said I could go ahead.
They did. Now, how on earth did you get them to agree? They were all against the idea.
Oh, I had to go into long explanations about how animal fats build up cholesterol in the body and block up the arteries over a period of time and form clots if they break off.
The history of a heart attack, in effect.
Yes, indeed.
I suppose they did point out that horses don't eat animal fats.
They did. So then I told them about the anti-clotting factors in the bloodstream and the tests I wanted to run with onions in the diet.
And they said yes?
Only when I said I wanted volunteers. They were under the impression that I wanted every patient in the hospital to try the onion diet.
So now you're after volunteers.
I am indeed. On the working side, I've got you and Martha. Now it's time to find a few among the patients.
agreed, dear. That must be a load off your mind.
Yes, and a load of work coming up for us, dear. For the next month or two, at least.
How do you plan to arrange a diet?
Well, some way where we can easily tabulate the results. It seems best, I think, to give them a breakfast with plenty of fats on the one day, then give them onions the next. Then you can take the blood samples at night, and the laboratory will have 24 hours to analyze them.
So I'm back in uniform so soon, am I?
Indeed you are, Sister Wilson.
I always knew you didn't marry me for my money.
I did, all ninepence of it.
What about the volunteers? Have they been organized yet?
I've arranged for 22.
Any particular type?
No, they're in for a number of things. Cardiac, some fracture, some plastic. Some from all over the place. Good cross-section.
I bet Mrs. McKenzie's not pleased having to remember who gets a special diet amongst all those.
We've taken care of that, luckily. Been able to move them all into one section without too much trouble.
If I know Mrs. McKenzie, she'll have an attack of the mutters anyway the minute you walk into her kitchen.
She's had them already. But she seems resigned to it. Right, Martha, let's organize these charts into names and ages. We may as well make a start.
This must be the breakfast trolley for our lot over there.
Oh, it must be. Let's have a look.
Oh, phew. Poor beggars. You don't expect them to eat that, do you?
What's so bad about it? Eskimos live on fat all through the winter. This is a small helping by comparison.
Yes, all right, but these patients of ours aren't Eskimos.
There's only about a quarter pound there per person. Minimum 3 1/4 ounces.
Well, all I can say is that I'm glad it's them and not me.
Yes, Doctor? Mr. Wilson reporting for duty.
Hello, dear. Good day.
Parrish. How did your patients enjoy their breakfast?
Oh, hated every minute of it, I'm told.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Who would want a quarter of a pound of fat?
An average person takes in a lot more than that over 2 days. Got your needles and tubes ready?
The needles are sterilizing.
Good girl. Off you go, then. Blood samples from everyone in Section D. Burke's the great breakfast complainer. Morning, Martin.
Hello, Peter. I thought I'd drop by to examine the meals you're giving these poor people today.
Well, let this be a lesson to you. Look here.
I say, you are doing them proud, aren't you? Liver and onions, no less.
With, I might add, a minimum of 2 ounces of onion per person.
Yes, but you might have taken it one step further.
One step to where, for instance?
Well, you might at least have fried the onions, instead of being trapped into the great British tendency to boil everything in sight.
Lots of yesterday's blood samples came in this afternoon, dear.
Oh, did they? What are they?
I haven't had time to open them myself. In the brown envelope over there.
All right, let's have a look. Hello. There's a few interesting figures for you.
What are they?
Patients. Same. Same. This one's even higher.
I'm feeling sorry I didn't open the envelope myself, so help me. Now, what did the test show?
Just what you knew they would. After a fatty meal, the anticoagulant factor in the blood has gone down.
So the blood will clot more easily, but we know that already. What about cholesterol?
Some marginal increases, some unchanged. Mm-hmm. Nothing to get excited about.
True, it does take a long time to build up in the arteries. Well, tonight's sample should give us some results tomorrow, I hope.
And heaven knows, I know a hint when I hear one. All right, Dr. Wilson, sir, I'm on my way to gather in the sample.
Complaining about the breakfast again this morning, was there?
Not as much as I expected. We've got a stoic lot in Section D, I can tell you.
You'd have to have, with a quarter pound of fat shoved at them every morning.
Every second morning. No need to make things sound worse than they really are.
Bad enough, anyway. Have you had the results of last night's blood samples?
No, not yet. Should be here any minute, though.
Ah, two doctors with but a single door. Hello, dear. Hello, Martin. Keeping well?
Well enough, thanks.
Hello, darling. You're just sitting waiting for the lab report. Nothing's come over here yet.
It's because you're sitting that you haven't got it. Here, I picked it up on the way.
Oh, let me see.
What does it say?
Any results positive?
Well, I've already had a look at them, so I won't spoil your fun. Here you are.
Thanks, sir. Martin,
yeah,
look at this. Here's one patient whose anticoagulant level is up since the onions.
Less chance of blood clots.
And another. And another. Hang on, one here back to his previous level. But they're all up, every one of them.
But what about the cholesterol level?
No significant change. Marginally lower in some cases, that's all.
Mind you, cholesterol takes a long time to build up. It's only logical that it would take a long time to break down.
That's true enough, Martha. But you know, I think we're onto something here. I think we're onto something.
Results of the first few days' testing certainly seemed consistent. After the volunteers were fed with a greasy breakfast, containing almost a quarter pound of fat, The factor contained in the bloodstream, which prevents the blood from clotting, was reduced in every case. In effect, the risk of a blood clot rose. But on alternate days, when the patients were served their breakfasts, each with 2 ounces of boiled onion, the anticoagulant factor rose, reducing the risk of a dangerous blood clot at the same time. The cholesterol question remained open. The changes were too small to be in any way abnormal. But there was yet another question which remained unanswered. And Dr. Peter Wilson now tried to find the answer.
What do you think of these results we're getting?
Fantastic, I should say. 10 days of testing and the results are consistently positive all the way through.
Yes, but I've been thinking about this. We've only been feeding our volunteers boiled onions up to now.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, you said something about that.
Yes, yes. I said it must be a pretty monotonous diet. You ought to try frying them or something.
Yes, if they're fried, they'll absorb fats. I wonder if this won't counteract the effect the onions seem to have.
Oh, I don't know. But there's one sure way to find out, isn't there?
Yes, try it out. Perhaps even try the garlic out as well.
Oh, why bother? We're on to a good thing with onions as it is.
All right, garlic later, perhaps. But for now, onions boiled, onions fried, onions grilled, onions raw, onions baked even. Every kind of onion we can...
Then, no matter how the onions were prepared, the tests were positive. The results were the same. And after 24 days, Dr. Peter Wilson pronounced himself satisfied with the results. He spent some days collating and tabulating his facts. And then at last, he made his report to the Board of Governors.
So, gentlemen, you now have a clear picture of the methods used and the results obtained. Now let's see what conclusions we can draw. It seems obvious that the common onion contains something which helps prevent clots forming in the blood by raising the anticoagulant factor. Obviously, this serves to lessen the risk of thrombosis. On the question of lowering the cholesterol level, the results are not significant, although one or two things are possible. First, the onion might perhaps contain the base of the drug atramid, which, as you know, we use to lower cholesterol levels where necessary. Second, onions, as a vegetable, might cause the body to take in fats at a slower rate. Again, it is well known that some foods retard the absorption rates of others. Gentlemen, the findings of this experiment are only the springboard for further research, nothing more. But this research might well show that we have made a great step towards the elimination of one of the killer diseases of our time.
Well, there it is. The smallish onion weighs about 2 ounces.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.